Right now on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, joining me is Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. And today we're going to introduce you to Mr. Finley, I presume?
Yes.
One of my personal favorite breeds. Let's talk about Mr. Finley, Kate.
Sure. So Mr. Finley came into HSPPR in Pueblo when a good Samaritan called about him being left behind in his yard by his owners. So our animal law enforcement team brought him in and are looking into the situation. But since then, he has become available for adoption.
And he is a Jack Russell Terrier, one of the most fun breeds I think there is on the planet. What do you think?
I completely agree. They're always so full of spunk and sass.
And how old is this little guy?
He's about 2 years old, and he is small, like the Jack Russell Terrier breed, and he's mostly white but with a big spot on him. So he's really adorable.
Yeah, he's got that kind of that mark on the side of his face. Is that the spot you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, it goes up into his ear, gives him a really distinct look. Boy, look at those eyes. Nice and bright eyes. And all of you will be able to see this picture of Finley. You'll find it at hsppr.org, or you'll find it at KRDO.com under Radio and Pet of the Week. We love to show these creatures off. They are just such wonderful fur-bearing things. And, you know, it wasn't too long ago, Kate, where we were able to talk about the Humane Society being empty of all dogs.
That is very true. Since then, we've gotten more strays in the building that have kind of worked through their stray periods. And when no owner comes to claim them, we have more dogs becoming available for adoption every day.
Oh, very nice. And, gosh, you say that he became a staff favorite in a hurry when he got there.
He sure did. When he first came in, he seemed a little shy, a little bit fearful. But as we got to know him, he warmed up quickly. And so staff have really just fallen in love with him and his full personality.
So he loves to chew on squeaky toys and give kisses and snuggling. That's kind of cool. So he's a lover. That's even better. How is he about food, and how's he about other animals?
From what we've seen, he behaves well in most settings. So he, of course, will take some time to adjust to a new home, but we anticipate him being successful in most home types.
So you figure even kids and other pets, huh?
Yep, as long as they, you know, give him his space, let him settle in, and he should be good to go.
I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to call Mr. Finley a no-brainer. So let's tell people how to connect with him really quick before he gets snapped up.
Sure. So they can go to hsppr.org/adopt to learn more about him and to schedule an appointment to come in and adopt him.
And you're located on the north end of Pueblo, just off of Eagle Ridge is where the campus is. And for us, driving down there from Colorado Springs is a nice short little trip. It's almost the first right as you get into the north end of Pueblo onto Eagle Ridge, and a couple blocks over, you'll see the campus. And man, I think he's going to get picked up pretty quick. What a neat little guy.
We certainly hope so.
Kate, a quick update on how things are going at Pikes Peak Humane Society, if you don't mind.
Sure. So things are going overall very well. However, the coronavirus has impacted our resources. So we are encouraging people, if they have stray animals that they find or animals that they need to surrender to us, that if they are safe to keep in your home, to do so for the time being until some of these sanctions are lifted. That helps us control our animal population in the shelter in the event that staff become quarantined or ill. Also, if you're looking to find ways where you can help out because of our resources being cut due to the coronavirus, please feel free to log on to hsppr.org, and there is an online donate button, and any contribution is greatly appreciated.
Kate, we appreciate your visits. Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist, Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. We'll see you back here next week at 4:35 on Tuesday for Pet of the Week.
Thank you so much.